In the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict, warfare has evolved to a new level where the battleground is not only physical, but also digital. As both sides utilize technological advancements to gain an edge, one standout development has emerged, the Triton Electronic Defense System. This innovation, created by the specialized entity PPSH Laboratories, stands as Russia's resolute response to the threat posed by first-person view or FPV drones. Indeed, FPV drones have proven to be deadly adversaries for Russia, targeting their tanks, personnel, and fortifications with ruthless precision. The introduction of the Triton system is expected to be a game changer for Russia. But the question is, can the Triton system truly shield Russian tanks against Ukraine's lethal FPV drone threat? Join us as we embark on a comprehensive exploration of the cutting-edge technology of Triton system and its potential to reshape the dynamics of Russo-Ukraine conflict. As mentioned earlier, the Triton electronic defense system has emerged as a direct response to the escalating threat posed by FPV drones in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The FVP, operated from a remote distance, have been equipped with improvised warheads that effectively target armored vehicles, fortified positions, and the personnel within them. The alarming success rate of these drones prompted Moscow to create a robust defense mechanism capable of countering this airborne menace. Presented at the Army 2023 Forum, the Triton system is a technological marvel integrated into a Russian T-72 B-3M tank. Its primary objective is to disrupt the control channels and data transmission of FPV drones. Operating across four distinct frequency ranges, 868, 915, 1,300, and 2,400 megahertz, Triton blankets its surroundings with an electronic cocoon, rendering enemy drones impotent. In this context, the Triton system functions as a comprehensive electronic fortress, actively shielding tanks from the potentially lethal incursions of FPV drones. The Triton electronic defense system, aptly called an electronic fortress, is not a mere showpiece. It represents a sophisticated fusion of technology and innovation aimed at turning the tide of the ongoing conflict. Its integration into a Russian T-72 B-3M tank marks a pivotal moment in the evolution of warfare, where electronic warfare takes center stage alongside traditional weaponry. However, is Triton truly the impenetrable shield it claims to be? The Triton system isn't limited to a single frequency band. Rather, it operates across four bands, covering a wide spectrum of possible drone communication frequencies. This multifaceted approach underscores the system's adaptability and versatility, making it a robust tool in the fight against FPV drones. Remote operation is another remarkable feature of the Triton system. With the capability to be controlled remotely via a remote control interface, it empowers tank operators to manipulate the system from a safe distance, minimizing potential risks. This advanced remote control functionality adds a layer of tactical flexibility, enabling tank crews to react swiftly to changing conditions on the battlefield. Furthermore, the autonomy of its power source further adds to its resilience. The system draws energy from its onboard battery or taps into the tank's existing network. This self-sustaining power mechanism is essential for maintaining an unbroken shield against the ever-present threat of FPV drones and ensuring sustained and reliable operation. Amid the increasing prevalence of FPV drones in contemporary warfare, the effectiveness of countermeasures like the Triton system takes center stage. While the Triton system promises to be a formidable defense against FPV drones, it raises critical questions about its practicality and real-world efficacy. Is Triton in reality able to fight FPV drones effectively? Well, the true test of any innovation lies in its performance on the battlefield. The Triton electronic defense system's efficacy against FPV drones is a topic that has garnered both interest and skepticism. The complexities of countering these agile and often kamikaze drones are multifaceted. FPV drones operated remotely with real-time video feeds are designed for swiftness and precision, armed with armor-penetrating or high-explosive warheads. Their ability to bypass conventional defenses has reshaped military strategy. The Triton system, with its multi-frequency disruption capability, appears to be ahead of the curve in countering FPV drone threats. However, the true test lies in its ability to adapt to emerging drone technologies that might employ new communication frequencies or encryption techniques. Long story short, indeed, the Triton's promise hinges on its four-frequency disruption mechanism, yet it must navigate a battlefield rife with challenges. Can it effectively distinguish between genuine threats and friendly signals? How will it handle a barrage of drones operating across various altitudes and distances? The electronic fortress must prove adaptable and robust, capable of thwarting evolving tactics employed by the opposing forces. Furthermore, the assertion that Triton's electronic countermeasures can overpower analog signals, which FPV drones often rely on, is a claim that demands rigorous validation. In the end, the unveiling of Russia's Triton electronic defense system is a resounding declaration of the country's commitment to both innovation and safeguarding its assets. As FPV drones inflict devastation on conventional warfare paradigms, solutions like Triton pave the way for a new era of armored protection. Triton's capability to jam FPV drone signals across multiple frequencies is not just a defense mechanism, it's a strategic advancement. However, the road ahead is not without challenges. The complexity of FPV drone tactics, combined with the need for a seamless and adaptable defense, underscores the ever-evolving nature of warfare in the 21st century. As both sides continue to push the boundaries of warfare, one thing is clear. The battlefield is not just about bullets and bombs anymore. It's about algorithms, frequencies, and the clash of digital prowess. Do you think the Triton electronic defense system could be a promising solution against FPV drones? Leave your thoughts and thanks for watching.